Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I sat down with Kim Houts, the president of the Kester House Foundation. Marysville plans to cease its involvement with the Kester House Museum in early 2025.
We want to keep it operational, obviously. That's why we have agreed to accept the museum from the city. We are pretty excited, really, about getting more control over the museum. So we're hoping to continue to improve the museum itself and the grounds. We've already poured a lot of money into the grounds and the building, and we hope that we can continue to improve. We've been working with a lady by the name of Carla Patterson, and she was brought in by One Marysville, and she has given us lots and lots of ideas. She's kind of training us how to manage the museum because, you know, we don't have a background in that, so it's been very helpful. We feel like we're sitting on a real treasure for Marysville because a lot of people do come to not just the museum, but they use the grounds all the time. So we do feel like, you know, we want to be responsible to the community and keep things going like they have been accustomed to. And Carla has made us realize that, you know, we should be more collaborative with the other museums in town.
If you would like to donate to the foundation, there's different ways you can donate.
Well, there's a lot of different ways. You could donate directly to one of our treasurers. So Tony Yousey, who's down at Mason Tax Office, is one of the treasurers, and Sharon Kessinger is the other treasurer, and you can contact her through the Marysville Advocate. You could give us a check at any Kester House Foundation. You can donate through Roundup Marysville. They do that once a year. We are a nonprofit organization, so we're not trying to make any extra money. Whatever money we get, we're going to use to maintain the museum, keep the museum open so that we can have tourists in and community members as well. Just catch us at any fundraiser that we're having or any event that we're having, and there's 10 board members. You could give a check to any of us.
There are also different ways that the funds can be used as well.
There are different ways that the funds can be used. In the past, since the city was maintaining the building, they were paying the insurance, they were paying the electricity, they were paying the telephone, they were paying for somebody to give tours at the museum for a few months of the year. So we know we have to pick up all of those expenses. So the fundraising events that we are doing will, we hope, cover those expenses. Any kind of big projects that we've done in the past, we've always had benefactors who would give us, donate $10,000 to $25,000 at a time usually, and they would say, we want this to be used to repair the music room. Or I think the community members probably know, a couple years ago, the pipes upstairs froze in the radiators onto the first floor. We are still working to repair all of that too, and to ensure that there's adequate heating upstairs so that it doesn't happen again. So yeah, there's a lot of repairs still that need to be done.
There are different roles that you can play if you would like to volunteer.
Just contact any of the board members, and we also have a Facebook page. If you do Facebook, you can send us a message on Facebook, just the Kester House Museum and Gardens, and we will, you know, pick that up and get a hold of you. We have a lot of different roles you can play. You can help us with any of our fundraisers. You can help with any of the events that we sponsor that are not even, you know, fundraisers. You can volunteer to give tours at the museum. If you're interested in history, we'd be happy to give you adequate training to do that. We love it when people come and volunteer to help clean up in the gardens. We know that people use the gardens a lot during the spring and summer and fall, and we enjoy using the gardens ourselves. So it's constant trying to keep, you know, those gardens up. And then a lot of people around town have skills. If you have carpentry skills, you know, there's always things that need to be repaired. If you have a home, you know that, and especially an old home, there's always something that needs to be done.
The foundation has one fundraiser coming up this week.
Well, our one fundraiser that we're doing right now is we're selling raffle tickets for a nativity. And one of the things that Carla Patterson taught us is that we should have fundraisers that go along with our ideas and what we already sponsor that kind of fit in with what we're doing. And so because we had the live nativity going on, and we've done that every year for I don't know how many years, we decided that we had someone who donated a very nice willow tree nativity set. So we're going to auction that off. And then we have a vintage child's set that will also be auctioned off. They're both in the same auction. And tickets can be purchased for just $1 a piece. And the drawing will be on December the 18th at the chamber mixer that evening. And then for other fundraisers, we hope to start what we are calling Friends of the Kester House Museum. And so we're kind of just putting that into play right now. So if you'd like to become a friend of the Kester House Museum, or even just know about our events, if you'll share your email and address with us, we'd be happy to have that information. And we hope to start sending out an email newsletter very soon telling people of events that are coming up.
I would like to thank Kim for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.